So, previous studies that indicated that pre-existing faults in the basement in the cratonic region can actually localize stress. The sources of the stress is a different question. It could be coming from a far-field plate boundary. So, for example, because you have a plate boundary a little bit close to where the Moyo Jabana is, I mean the Okavango Rift, where you have a lot of earthquakes and active tectonic activity happening, you can have transmission of stresses, right? So scientists have found in other parts of the world that it's possible for transmitted far-field stresses to get concentrated along faults, like old faults that are like 2 billion years old that were formed when the craton formed. These faults can just get reactivated, because they are planes of weaknesses within the craton themselves. And if you have stresses moving through those areas, they can localize the stresses and then move. However, we've also had other studies that show that sometimes you have activities within the mantle deep in the earth that also affects cratonic regions. Like deep beneath a craton, you can have some kind of mantle processes that we're still trying to understand. Scientists are still trying to understand what kind of processes you can have in those areas that could impact the overlying crust and create earthquakes, right? And there are other hypotheses about how you can localize stresses within a craton.